welcome to our show, Fresh Geek Context. It is here we discuss insightful views on a routine, bi-weekly basis over the incredibly nerdy things we can't stop talking about. To take you on this dorky ride are your host, Josh. And myself, Jace. So why don't you take a seat, sit back, relax. We're here to do all the heavy lifting. It is about to get nerdy. This is episode 31. Josh. Calling all Josh. Come in, Josh.
Sorry, didn't know we started. One sec.
Seriously?
Okay, well, I'm here. What's up?
You're late. We started recording already.
I was busy.
Doing what? See this red light? It means we're live. Well, it means we're recording.
Yeah, I was finishing up editing episode 30.
Like, just now?
Yeah, so if you're listening to this right after 30, hello to you.
Hello, everybody. This episode is a special one as it comes on the same day episode 30 goes up.
Yeah, there was this whole hurricane thing that delayed everything, so we apologize for getting the anniversary episode to you out so late. But to make it up, we have this one on the same day, back to back.
Back to back. Because of the hurricane Irma effects that had on our show, we had to delay our anniversary episode. Some massive technical issues on posting our episode, which consequentially ate into the prep for this current episode.
Correct. So we did not want to do an episode.
Didn't not?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Really, really. It's a double negative.
Huh?
You're saying did not not. So that means you didn't want to do an episode.
Well, that's just false. I wanted to do an episode. We wanted to do an episode.
Yes, we did, but we will be discussing news for this episode. There will be no learning time. That's too much, but I got you anyway. So let's discuss, shall we?
So several things happened while we didn't have power.
Like,
J.J. Abrams has been decided to be the director for Star Wars Episode 9. So in Episode 30, we discussed how Colin Trevorrow is no longer directing the Star Wars Episode 9. And, you know, we were wondering who they were going to get to replace him. And now we have that answer. And that answer is the director of Episode 7, who relaunched, you know, the Star Wars trilogy, Mr. J.J. Abrams himself. So what's your take on it? Because there are a lot of people that I've been hearing that are like, yeah, that's awesome. And a lot of people that are just like, nope, don't want him, get him out.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why anybody would say that they don't want him. But I heard some other scary news prior to this. And the news that I heard that was almost petrifying was that George Lucas was apparently in the runnings, or at least put his name in the hat.
Ew.
To finish out.
Sorry. George, I love you, but...
Oh, man. That was good.
That was a live reaction, folks.
Oh, yeah, that was... Whew. I must have read that article numerous times. But it was discussed and it was talked about that George Lucas should be the person who started the franchise. He should be the one that should finish this story, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be making Star Wars movies forever, but at least for episode 9. And I, you know, there was part of me that said internally, I dare not say this out loud, but there was a part of me that said, that is fair, but he definitely would need a co-director of some kind. He's definitely not writing the story. He's not producing. Like, George, direct this movie. Just direct it. No... You're not talking to special effects. You're not adding stuff. Like,
Disney would send Mickey Mouse down there, and Mickey Mouse would be like, George, if you do anything, I will slap you.
Nah, man, I think he would just send Kevin Feige. Like, Kevin Feige has, like, responsibilities, and it's like, George, we're doing it this way. And this is the one vision that we have, and we're going to commit, and we're doing this. we're doing this. And, yeah, that I think that would have been cool if we had George Lucas. I could see why many people would say, not the best idea. In the previous episode, we talked about, you know, the lead-in. Like, it's important that the lead-in to your movie is really important. Now, in this particular instance, sometimes the lead into your movie is fine, but the outside controversy or hullabaloo or however which way you want to say it, what's the word I'm looking for?
Hullabaloo?
No, the drama. I'm just going to say drama. Drama that happens in the production or in the hiring of, you know, certain cast members and, you know, certain crew can sometimes affect how a movie turns out. Like Michael Bay and Megan Fox. That was a big thing, and apparently these two argued like cats and dogs.
Yeah.
For like months. And it eventually led to Michael Bay putting his foot down and saying, Megan Fox, you can't come back for the next movie because
get out.
This is not working out. But I think that's just interesting that, you know, that he was considered. Again, part of me would have been like, yeah, that's cool. The other part of me would like, but episode two, though. Really? Don't ever do that again.
I mean, again, if he was only directing but had nothing to do with the writing, I think it would be a little bit better.
Sure. But they decided to play it safe.
Yeah, they did.
And they went with J.J. Abrams. Now, this doesn't really bother me. Could you tell me why? Because I really don't know. Could you tell me why the people are saying nay?
Yeah, so a lot of Star Wars fans are pretty much not with it only because of what happened with Episode 7.
And what happened with Episode 7?
Exactly. That's probably what you're wondering. So there's, of course, this whole thing about Episode 7 that it's really just A New Hope all over again.
That was done on purpose.
A lot of people did not agree with that. So
didn't they have to reset expectations?
Exactly. So everyone's fear right now is that, oh, J.J. Abrams is going to do it. Guess what? It's going to be a completely redo of Last Jedi again, pretty much.
Wait, Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Or Episode 6?
Return of the Jedi. That's what I meant.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm not a Star Wars fan.
No, that's a honest flub. Like, I would have probably made the same mistake. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, people are scared that they're going to do a Return of the Jedi rehash again.
I don't know, but wouldn't that entirely depend on what they do with Episode 8?
Correct. So, but that's what people are just, that's the point that people are bringing up, which personally I'm like, for real, I mean, it's one thing that they did that with the first one. We don't know what this one is going to be when it comes out in December. Give the guy a break. Like, he's the one that brought, you know, Star Wars back. Like, that movie made massive amounts of money. It was very, very successful, and it turned people like me, who wasn't really a Star Wars fan, into going to the movie and be like, oh, this is fun. I can actually, you know, I can watch this and enjoy it. So, I don't know. I'm all for him. I liked what he did with Star Trek. I liked what he did with Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see what he does with Episode 9. So.
I'm interested in that. But let's talk about George Lucas again. And I know I don't want to make it seem like I'm beating a dead horse. I really do feel like George Lucas I know, but he could do a good job. You want to know why I think he could do a good job? I believe. Not I think. I believe.
I believe in George Lucas.
I believe in George Lucas. If you gave him a budget, if you gave him creative boundaries.
If you restrict him.
If you restrict him, he could do A New Hope all over again.
Put him on a leash.
Exactly. Don't give him, like, the keys to the kingdom. The man had... Nobody told him no, and that was a problem with the prequels. It was just a bunch of yes men that just basically said for three movies, whatever you say, George, you know, Star Wars. People are gonna love this.
We hate sand too. Just do that. That's fine.
Do you think this is a good love story? Oh, absolutely. Political espionage is great. This is wonderful. And then it gets smashed by critics. And it still makes money somehow, so, you know, because people just keep...
Because all the Star Wars fans are like, I hate this. I need to go watch it again.
I just need to watch it more. Do I think that J.J. Abrams is good for Star Wars Episode 9? Yeah.
I think so.
I do believe, and we've had this discussion last year for our first Star Wars episode, that the next episode, this one that's coming up, episode
8.
Man, I'm just getting so many numbers. Episode 8. Episode 8 is going to be reminiscent of
Empire.
Yes, man. I don't know why. There's so many Star Wars movies now. I mean, what is the most that we discussed in a franchise? We talked about the cinematic universe episode. We were talking about the most in a franchise, and I think it's James Bond, or is it Godzilla?
I think it's James Bond. James Bond has like 20-something.
Yeah, that's absurd. But I'm getting most confused. Yeah, it's a lot. It's an absolute lot. Yeah. But do I think that J.J. Abrams is bad for episode 9? No. I think episode 8 is going to be good. There is a little tiny person in the inside of my cranium that is saying that episode 8 will be a rehash of everything that we saw in Empire.
That's everyone's fear.
I hope not. I hope not. If it's not, then I will be really confident in episode 9.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we'll see.
But we'll see what happens, and we'll definitely do a review of Last Jedi when it comes out in December, so don't worry.
And eventually episode 9 and the Han Solo movie and whatever movie that they're planning on doing, who knows? I don't, like, they're doing a Boba Fett movie, maybe. They're doing a Obi-Wan movie, maybe.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. But nothing. There's going to be some Star Wars talk, and there's going to be me going, like, I have no idea what any of this is, but we're doing it anyway.
But this is what Fresh Geek Context is all about. So, exactly. Let's put a pin in this one. Let's go to the next one. The Tomb Raider trailer.
Yeah.
So the Tomb Raider trailer, you put this on here, and I have not seen it. I saw it, my Twitter blew up. And with all these hashtags for, you know, Tomb Raider trailer, I looked at pictures. It looks like the game. I played the game. The newest one. Yes. Not Rise of the Tomb Raider, the one before that.
Yeah.
That game is awesome.
Yes. So this, so this movie pretty much is that first, that rebooted game that Square Enix released back in 2013. It's fantastic. If you have not played the new Tomb Raiders, either, you know, Tomb Raider or Rise of the Tomb Raider, definitely give them shots because they are really, really fun games and they're really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I loved when Tomb Raider came out. I didn't think I would like it at first because, you know, I've definitely played Tomb Raider in the past. I played the originals. The last one I think I played was, Angel of Darkness or something like that? Tomb Raider, Angel of Darkness?
I think so. I'm not sure.
It's been a while since I played them. I didn't play Tomb Raider Legend or anything like that. So
I didn't play those either.
When I heard, you know, that this came out and I was like, oh, you know, let me go check it out. I didn't think I would like it as much as I did because it was so, so well done. And this movie takes heavy inspiration from that rebooted game.
Yeah.
You know, she wears the tank top. She, you know, she's going after Trinity like she does in the game. And, you know, there are certain shots that are like straight from like
shot for shots,
which are great.
So, but you know what we're not going to get in this movie?
What?
Many death scenes.
Yeah, you're not going to see those. Those were brutal.
Yeah.
Guys, if you haven't played Tomb Raider before, at least go like on YouTube or something. We'll probably put it in the link dump. But the deaths that you can encounter in the game are brutal. So brutal. God. They like rip her apart sometimes.
Yeah. She gets
stabbed a lot.
There was one scene. One that has there is a bamboo that goes through her bottom of her neck.
Yep.
To the top of her skull. I was like, oh my god. Oh my god.
Remember when you're on the river, and if you don't move in time, she like gets impaled by the spikes because she's going so fast.
Oh yeah, so she tries to pull it out. I'm like, oh
yeah.
Oh my god, this is terrible.
It's so bad. It's
when did
so
games
bad.
Become so scary?
But yeah, no, looking at the trailer itself now, I'm talking about that really quickly because the game's so great. I'm cautiously optimistic because we all know how video game movies turn out.
I mean, they all look the same when you're watching the trailer. We're like, oh, this looks good, shot for shots, and oh, this was the entire movie in a trailer.
Exactly. So, yay. I mean, our latest disappointment is Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
That came out last year, and I watched it. I went to the theater. I think we discussed it on here. Yeah, we didn't do a full review, but
we did not.
I just gave my, you know, little two cents about it. But to recap, it borrowed a lot from the games, but it deviated so much from it at the same time that it was not that great at all. I was very disappointed. And I was really looking forward to it because I really do like Assassin's Creed. Mm. And they did a short, you know, for Assassin's Creed 2 way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And a live-action short. And that was actually pretty decent. So I thought that they could try to do something on a grander scale.
No.
Did not work out. Did not work out at all.
Falls into the video game curse.
Exactly. Definitely fell into the video game curse. But I'm hoping with Tomb Raider, because Tomb Raider is something that it's a lot more grounded. It's a lot more less fantasy-ish.
The dragons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she fights a Tyrannosaurus Rex in like the first game. But anyway. But the reboot is definitely more grounded. And so I feel like that setting, that, you know, plot can work a lot better for a movie. And I'm hoping that they can turn this into a really cool film. Because when you're playing the game, it's a lot like Uncharted, where it feels like this really cool story and it feels like these great cinematics are happening. I hope they can kind of bring that in. And Tomb Raider was one of the, like the one with Angelina Jolie.
Didn't like that movie.
You'd say you don't like it, but it's actually one of the better video game movies, quote unquote, better.
You can say whatever you want. I just didn't like it. And
I'm not talking about the second one.
Yeah, whatever. I'm a fan of Tomb Raider, the games.
Yeah.
So I should have appreciated this movie. I'm also a fan of Angelina Jolie. So I really should have appreciated this movie, but I'm like, what the heck am I even watching? What is this?
There's a lot of goofiness happening in that movie, but
it's terrible.
Yeah, but it's still considered one of the better games, which again, it's not saying much.
You know, I'm really worried for Uncharted because, you know, that game is happening and it stars a lovely fellow who played Peter Parker in this year's Spider-Man, Tom Holland. Yes. He plays young Nathan Drake. Yep. Now, I don't know. It's just whatever. I'm going to reserve judgment until I see the movie because I know the trailer is going to be great because that's what happens. You know, you see this trailer and it's great. This trailer, you know, I watched it. It looks great. But then you watch the movie and you're like, well, this is missing something, just like every other video game movie.
Yeah.
The same thing could potentially happen for Uncharted. Now, if Uncharted, the movie, was made with key people from Naughty Dog, then I would be totally on board because then it would say, this is what we were trying to do in the game. This is what should be in this new movie, whether you're trying to recreate something that you did in 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Right.
Or create a new movie. It would be really awesome if you created an Uncharted movie and then made them make a new game. That would be dope.
That would be pretty dope. But I believe that Neil Druckmann, who was the director of Uncharted 4,
is writing the story.
Was helping with the story. So yeah. They are in contact with Naughty Dog, and of course, you know, it's Sony who's producing the movie, and go back and forth. I mean, I'm not saying that helps it at all. What I'm saying more is that they can at least of channeling between Naughty Dog and stuff
just,
like that.
Just got stabbed.
Yeah, Sony's been letting me down lately with movies anyway. So.
That's always been the case. I mean, really. Let's just get it out there. Yeah. But last thing I want to mention, Nick Frost. Nick Frost is in this movie. He makes a small cameo at the end of this trailer. I do like Nick Frost. From Shaun of the Dead fame, I always liked him. He's just this very kind of abrasive, cheeky kind of guy, very confident. I love him. He's great. He's just, you know, he's a funny guy. I'd love to see where this goes.
Just one final comment on Alicia Vikander, who is the person who's playing Lara Croft.
Yes.
She looks pretty good for the part. Like, you know, everyone, of course, thinks of Angelina Jolie when you think of the live-action Tomb Raider for obvious reasons.
I know.
But, I mean, for the new reboot of Tomb Raider, you know, they changed the way she looked. You know, she's like, you know, younger and all that stuff.
She's a real girl.
She's a real girl, exactly.
That's what she is.
So Alicia looks really, really good as Lara. So I'm hoping that that she brings her stuff and all the stills and, you know, everything in the trailer looks like she's you know, into it. So
listen, I realized the trailer and the promotional stills and all of the stuff that you get prior to the movie is going to be it's difficult because, you know, for the short films, very, very, very short films that I made back when I was in college, and, you know, understanding the process of what it takes to make a film, there's this whole element that goes into, you know, like, we're going to show you to get to gauge your interest versus now we're telling a story. The trailers don't really gauge how a movie plays out, you know, because, like, there's things like pacing. You know, if the pacing is too long, that could ruin the whole flow of the movie. So, right. You know, it's a lot that goes into, you know, making a good movie. We'll see what happens with this one. I am looking forward to it because I've always been a fan of Tomb Raider. I'm a fan of just like the action and the, you know, the hero that's searching for, you know, treasure and survival and far off remote places. I mean, Uncharted was like a shoo-in for me, but it just so happened to be such a great movie on top of that. But we're not gushing over old games in this one. We're talking about news. The third thing that we're going to talk about before we go to break, oh my gosh, this has only been like 20 minutes in, and here we go for the last topic. So this shouldn't take too long because I don't want to talk about this for too long. you have here Fox wants Logan for Oscar nominations.
That's correct.
I have many questions.
So pretty much there was a interview with the CEO of Fox, Stacey Snyder. So she opened up with Variety about, you know, saying that, yeah, absolutely. They kind of want, you know, Logan for that Academy Award. They were actually, earlier in the month, they sent screeners of Logan to the Academy campaigners to, you know, nominate it and get it up in the running there. Mm-hmm. Two questions I have for you. One, you like Logan, correct?
I did.
You thought Logan was great. We did a review on it, so we did. If you want to listen to that, go for it. But my second question is, you know, the important one. Do you think that Logan either A, deserves to be in the Oscar nom, or B, do you not even care?
You asked a really good question because, yeah, my feelings on X-Men have really gone through this like emotional roller coaster.
Of course.
Since my childhood, reading all the books, falling in love with these characters, and having it. I mean, I feel like anything that you kind of interact with as a kid kind of defines you as a person, right?
Right.
I mean, up to a degree, right? If you know, like silly action comedies, you know, your humor is based on those things that you found enjoyable as a kid. So X-Men for me was this, you know, story that I used to read multiple issues over time that really define the type of, you know, movies and stories that I like to see and watch and listen to and hear. So, you know, moving from the 90s into the early 2000s, X-Men came out by Bryan Singer. I was a big fan of Bryan Singer. And X-Men 2, to me, I don't care what anybody else says, is the pinnacle of what X-Men was able to do at that time. But then Marvel comes out and says, yeah, we're just going to make even better films and show you how films are supposed to be made. And I'm like, well, what about X-Men? Can X-Men get in on some of that? And it appears that the studio that is in current ownership of X-Men is intent in doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. It's like, I get it. And I've been with them, and I've watched every single movie that they have to offer. And it's just like, I'm getting tired of it now. It's just like, I appreciated the connectivity. I appreciated, you know, what the X-Men could do in the larger scheme of the universe. I liked, stories that they were able to tell and how they were different and how they were all superpowered, but they were mutants. They were, you know, shunned aside. So, I don't know. Do I care? Not really. Do I think it should get an Oscar nomination? Sure, it should get an Oscar nomination. Do I feel like it's going to win? Probably no, not. Probably not. But I don't know what else came out this year that is going to be nominated. So I'm going to put a pin on this as well. I'd like to put a pin in this because I want to see what else is going to be nominated. And then once I see the other movies, I'll be able to clearly tell you. Because I, like, what? Why would you want? Why would Fox want the Oscar nomination?
According to Fox, you know, the CEO, she said that the way it combines classic storytelling with superhero lore is brilliant. So I think they're banking on just the, you know, the story between Logan and X-23, you know, played by Daphne Keene. I think they're trying to bank on that, like, father-daughter storyline type thing. So they want it for the story, basically. Now, me personally, there's only been, like, one other really big, you know, superhero film to be nominated for an Oscar. And did he win, I forget, Heath Ledger for The Dark Knight?
I want to say yes.
They gave it to him?
I don't know why I'm having a brain fart right now. I'm going to say maybe yes.
Yeah, that's the only other, like, you know, superhero movie that I can think of off the top of my head that has ever been nominated for, like, Best Actor or something of that nature. All the other superhero movies kind of get bunched in with, like, either special effects or costumes or something like that. Nothing ever story or director or anything like that ever gets done. So if this, you know, gets at least, if it gets a nom for, you know, either director or actor or storytelling, script, whatever it is, then that might be good for just the comic book, you know, genre as a whole. So, sure. In that sense, it'd be cool to see that. That way, you know, people can go, oh, you know, superhero movies can legitimately be a film, you know? Not just this mindless popcorn stuff. So that would be nice for the comic book genre as a whole.
Because I hear everything that you're saying, yeah. But to me, the way I'm viewing this is that will just be validation for them to continue to do whatever they want to do.
Right, of course. And that's the other side of it, right? Like, the other part of it is like, oh, look, we were able to get an Oscar nom, you know, for doing X-Men. We're going to, you know, we don't need Marvel.
Continue blah, blah, blah. Doing this forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Exactly. So that's why I'm like, at this point, I don't care. Yeah. You know, like, whatever.
But the thing is, Logan is different from all the other stuff that they've done. Like, you know, James Mangold and Hugh Jackman, you know, specifically cared for this film. So I think that's why it's, you know, I think that's why it's so great, because they cared for it, you know?
They do, but they have to really fight in order for them to do that. I mean, right, Deadpool was a great film, but how long did it take for the studio to get on board to do that?
Exactly. And so that's why when Fox is doing all this stuff, I'm like, you greedy, you didn't even want to do this at first. Like, you know. Like, it wasn't even you that did this. It was, you know, James Mangold and Hugh Jackman. Like, that's who it was.
Oh, no. They totally did it because they had to fund it. Because if they didn't have funding, then they wouldn't be able to do this.
Right, but how hard do they have to fight to get that funding before Fox was like, all right, fine, here, do it.
Personally, I think you have to fight for anything that you want to do. If you really want to get, you know, a book published, if you're trying to get a short film made, if you're trying to get anything done, you got to fight for it. Right. I mean, I don't believe fighting. I don't think you should get anything easily, because then it's not worth it.
Well, no, I'm not saying that either. But, like, I'm sure there was much more pushback there than we know of.
I question their ulterior motives.
Yeah.
I view Fox the same way I view Warner Brothers. I feel like they just want to make movies. I don't think they want interconnectedness, because they don't really want to go that way. I don't think it serves them for the property that they own. So, sure. and that's it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people can get mad. I'm over it, you know, and I've said this before. It doesn't, you know, people think, oh, it's going to happen. Okay, fine. It may happen. But if it doesn't, I don't think I'm going to lose sleep over it.
Right.
You know, like, if I get to see the movie, great. If I don't get to see the movie, great. Are they making money? Sure. Is it profitable for them?
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, so Do I want Logan to get an Oscar nomination? I don't know. It's hard for me to say. Like, I don't know if I would say I'm rooting for them. You know, when Lord of the Rings came out, what was it, 2001?
Yeah.
I saw that movie. I fell in love with it. Peter Jackson was like, I don't know who this guy really is, but this guy is doing something special.
Right.
Got snubbed at the Oscars. Yeah. Second one, got snubbed at the Oscars. Third one, got nominated and won Film of the Year.
Yep.
And I was rooting for that because it was just like, I was with you from the beginning, and it all paid off. So that one I'm rooting for. But, you know, for X-Men and Fox and Marvel, I have a weird kind of relationship with them. So, of course, I want them to do well. It's not what I want, but, you know, what I want is inconsequential, and I'm not going to cry over spilt milk.
Yeah, definitely.
So, it remains to be seen. Another pin for another time.
Yep. We'll see what happens.
So, we'll see what happens indeed. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to not do learning time because we don't have any specific topics to discuss, but there are four other things for us to go through. We'll be right back.
In a second.
And Josh.
Oh, hello, everyone.
I don't have a witty line here for learning time, but, you know, we don't have learning time, so we're just going to go right into it.
The wittiness is that we don't have learning time.
The wittiness is, yeah, no, that's actually, that's just a sad realization.
Yeah.
So we have four things here. We can discuss this in any particular order. We have... What would you like? Because the audience doesn't see this, or the listeners do not see this, but what would you like to talk about first?
So, you know what? I actually want to talk about something really, really cool. One of my favorite movies besides Back to the Future is actually the Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite films, and... I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I've actually been watching that movie since I was, like, I don't know, 3 years old or something that. Like, that would, like, besides Back to the Future on repeat on the VHS, yes, I said VHS, the other movie would be Terminator. So imagine a three-year-old watching Terminator 2. That's me.
See, now, I knew that that movie was great and that villain was really bad because T-2000 killed doggies.
He did kill Doug. That was a deleted scene, though, so I didn't see that until I was older.
Really?
Yeah. It was a deleted scene.
No, it wasn't. That was in the movie.
No.
Really?
It was a deleted scene.
No, he snapped the neck.
Yeah, it was a deleted scene. It's not in the theatrical cut.
It is so in the theatrical cut.
It's not... We'll come back to this, but it's definitely not in the theatrical cut. That is a deleted scene.
How did I incorporate that into my childhood?
I'm pretty sure it's a deleted scene. Because he stabs the thing and then he grabs the leash and it says Max and there's blood on it.
Yeah, but the dog doesn't just die.
Well, you hear the dog go... Well,
exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I need to see this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a deleted scene.
All right, we'll
put it in the post and then either Jace will have, all right, it's a deleted scene, or B, it'll say, ha, I told you so. So we'll see what happens.
But, okay, you're saying...
Yeah, exactly. But I wanted to bring this up because, you know, since Terminator 2, you know, you had T3, you had Terminator Salvation, you had Genesis.
Worse and worse and worse.
You had Sarah Connor Chronicles. You know, you had a bunch of stuff coming out from Terminator. But yeah, just like you said, aside from Sarah Connor Chronicles, each Terminator movie has kind of been a letdown since 2.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold has been in all of them. You know, John Connor in some ways have been in all of them, but played by, you know, different actors each time, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
There was one character that, you know, never made a return, but she's always referenced, and that's Sarah Connor. Yep. Sarah Connor in the first Terminator and the second Terminator was played by Linda Hamilton. Mm-hmm. After Terminator 2, you know, she never returned. So that's why, you know, they, you know, Sarah Connor's like, you know, killed off in the third one. In the fourth one, you know, you see a picture of her, but that's really it. Mm-hmm. And then in Genesis, she was played by Emilia Clarke. And then in the TV show, she was played by Game of Thrones, Lena Headey.
Oh, so, man, I totally forgot that.
Yeah, that's where I first saw her, and I was like, this woman's a badass, because she played a really, really good Sarah Connor in that show. It was a great show. It's ramping up at season two, but anyway. So news came out that James Cameron, of course, is getting the rights back to the Terminator franchise, and he is, you know, producing and possibly directing, you know, the next Terminator movie, Terminator 6. There's no title for it and just yet. But Arnold Schwarzenegger has been confirmed to come back again. So he's going to be the Terminator for, like, ever at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But Linda Hamilton has also been confirmed to return. So we are going to see some Sarah Connor in the form of Linda Hamilton, which we haven't seen since, you know, the early 90s. So I'm pretty excited about that. What are your takes on Linda Hamilton coming back?
I think it's fantastic. And it gives me hope. Because if she never wanted to come back for the previous ones, she's coming back for James Cameron. Which, I don't know if you know too much about this, but James Cameron and Linda Hamilton were in a relationship. You know that.
I think I read something about that.
So they were, and the operative term here is that they were in a relationship.
Right.
So obviously that does not work out.
Right.
So if James Cameron is coming back, and Linda Hamilton's coming back, she must be coming back for a really good reason.
Right.
So I'd love to see exactly, you know, what caused her to come back. Because, you know, you're done with that part of your career. I'm sure she's been working. We may not have, you know, seen her in anything, you know, big since, like, the 80s when that movie came out. Right. But for her to come back to this major motion blockbuster must be a reason.
Must be.
I feel like she might pull a Harrison Ford.
Yeah?
Totally.
Like, she comes back to die?
Oh, yeah. She's not. She's doing a double.
In Terminator lore, Sarah Connor technically dies of leukemia.
Mm.
They kind of did that in the Sarah Connor Chronicles, and they continued that in Terminator 3. Mm-hmm. So do you think they're going to do that, or do you think they're going to do something different?
No, I think they're going to do, like, a massive sacrifice where she has to... Somebody has to make a decision, and she has to die.
Okay.
But it's like she needs to die, but you don't want her to.
Sure.
So it's going to be, like, that tough watch this play out on the screen.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. And the cool... last thing before we move on, the cool thing about, you know, this film too, Cameron has said that this is the direct sequel to Terminator 2. So, you know,
no Terminator 3,
Salvation, Genesis, none of that happened. This is the true direct sequel to Part 2, Judgment Day. So I'm very excited about that. Yep. Cool. So which topic would you like to discuss next?
Before we move on to the next topic, because I feel like one is kind of like a throwaway, it's like a small discussion because there's a picture involved, there's really nothing to it aside from in the initial reception.
Yep.
But as I apologize, because as you were talking, I know I was looking at my phone, I was looking at the theatrical version of Terminator 2, and the scene is not in there, so you are correct.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought in my head, you know, it's funny how nostalgia works. Because nostalgia will tell you that you experience and saw things a specific way.
Yeah.
And then when you see it again, you're like, nope, that was totally not it.
Yeah, it's in the special edition cut. It's not in the theatrical cut.
Yeah, I don't know why. I knew that person was bad because I must have heard about it some way, somehow. Because as a kid, I remember talking about that. That person is a bad person.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't just kill people, he kills animals. Like, this that's is how a discussion.
You know
he's
bad. Humans, you know, we can give him a pass. He killed a dog.
But no, that's it. I mean, that really does say something to the human psyche, especially of children. You know, like, you know, like, oh, well, we see bad people kill people all the time, but animals is no-no. Because you just don't do that. This is
grab terrible. The pitchforks.
No, I mean, like, that's this person has to die a terrible death. He's gonna go into the lava. He's gonna melt forever.
It's gonna melt, and you're gonna see his CGI face go all weird.
That's why you don't do that to Wolfie. You get
oh Wolfie.
He's a silly man.
Well, the name of the dog was Max. He called it Wolfie. That's how they caught him.
Hey, listen, don't mess with my nostalgia. I'm not gonna tell you again. The last time. Anyways, moving along. David Harbour. David yes. Harbour. Of Stranger Things fame, he has been casted in a very interesting role.
Yes.
It's another comic book title, which we so love to talk about affectionately.
Yeah.
The comic book is called Hellboy.
And Hellboy?
Hellboy is a story of, I'm totally paraphrasing because I haven't read any Hellboy comics, but I do know of it. It is a demon from hell that turns good and fights evil.
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
Am I off on that?
Yeah. No, I would say that's pretty good. I'm not like a huge, huge fan of Hellboy. I obviously know of him. It's been forever since I've seen the Ron Perlman films.
Oh, but it's on Netflix.
They are on Netflix. So it's been a very, very long time since I've seen those. But yeah, I would say that's pretty, that's a pretty good paraphrase of right. what he is, of who he is.
He joins a supernatural, a paranormal, you know, government squad with a fish creature and a telekinetic, telepathic fire woman. I don't know.
People are hating us right now.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. It's just that movie I haven't seen in a really long time. And I just thought it was a cool movie. And I just, for that one, I was just like, I'm just going to go in not knowing anything. I'm not going to do any research on this. And I still haven't done any research. This is what happens when a hurricane messes up your stuff.
Exactly. We weren't exactly 100% prepared for it. But yeah, I mean, the photo, which we'll also put in the description.
In the description.
He looks pretty jacked.
Jacked. Like Hugh Jackman jacked.
Like, yeah, he's super jacked. And he looks, you know, I was going to say he looks a lot like Ron Perlman, but then Ron Perlman just looked a lot like Hellboy. So in turn, he just looks like Hellboy.
He just looks like Hellboy. Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I mean, if you look at a photo of, you know, Ron Perlman's Hellboy versus him, oh my God, is David Harbour just jacked.
So I think that's interesting because as far as production is concerned, like, he just got cast. And in order for you to build muscle like that, it takes time. So here's what I think that they did. I think they have most of that film with him in a trench coat and he was just working out. And then, like, for key scenes, he just takes off the jacket. And he's...
Yeah, probably.
And then they just took this promo still after the workout. So, like, they got all the scenes that they needed, right. You know. But he's just in a jacket for most of the film. And, yeah. I just think it's interesting how, you know, movies are made these days. Small asterisk aside, speaking of Stranger Things and Netflix, I know I mentioned this before. I'm going to mention it again. Yeah. Will Smith is coming out with a movie on Netflix called Bright. I saw this trailer again. I am super pumped for this movie. I have never been more pumped for a Netflix movie, and I don't think ever. I've been pumped for TV series like Stranger Things. I saw that. I was like, whoa, this looks dope. But a movie, I have not been excited for a movie in a really long time.
Yeah.
Like a trailer. This is good. But getting back to what I was saying, Hellboy, do we know anything else about Hellboy?
That's pretty much it. We know it's coming out, I believe, next year.
Mm.
And yeah, that's really about it. He looks really cool. So I don't know much about Hellboy at all. Hellboy is Dark Horse, which we don't really talk about too much stuff. I believe Spawn was also Dark Horse, is he not?
Well, he's also coming out with a movie again.
Exactly. Yeah. So we don't really. This is when you talk about Hellboy, you're going into a much deeper portion of the comic book because everyone knows Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone knows them.
But when most you talk popular about characters Hellboy, on Earth.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you talk about Hellboy, you're kind of getting deep into that comic book, you know, superhero genre where people are just like, no, you need to know who Hellboy is, like deeply and stuff like that, which we know nothing about the Hellboy.
Well, so, we'll do a, you know, learning time on that, and then we'll do the research and we share it with everybody else. Exactly. That's what we do. Now, we have two more topics.
Yep.
The topics are double-sided coin. So for this, we're going to use technology.
Sure.
So we're going to use technology. And the two-sided coin is DC and Marvel. So if we were to put these two things on either side of the coin, I would say Marvel is heads, DC is tails.
That's fair.
That's fair? All right, so here we go. Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
Tails.
Ah, DC okay. It is.
DC it is.
All right. So, the topic, Zack Snyder not returning to Justice League.
Yes, he's calling it unfair to return.
Oh, my God. Whatever. Please tell me more.
Poor dude. Come on.
No, is it poor dude?
He's really? Been through some stuff lately. Come on.
Look, I get that, but like I knew this was going to happen. We've talked about this on the show before.
We have been talking about this. It was something that was so, probably going to come up.
So what was the new what is the new development?
So the new development, you know, he was promoting his new movie, which his new movie was shot entirely on iPhone. I believe it's online already.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shot it entirely on iPhone. And basically he was asked about, hey, you know, are you going to go back to Justice League to finish editing or whatever it is? And he's pretty much said at this point, it would be unfair for him to go back because he pretty much, you know, gave it all to Joss at this point. So Joss Whedon is now full blast, full steam engine with finishing up Justice League. So he believes it's just unfair to come back and to interfere with that. So,
my God, just
the main thing.
I'm telling you, there's going to be a cover spread, an investigative story. No, I'm embellishing here. It's not going to be an investigative story, but there's going to be a story about what truly happened with Zack Snyder behind the scenes with all of this stuff.
Sure.
I'm telling you, because they're bringing in Joss Whedon for a reason, for a very big reason. And now it remains to be seen what actually happens for Justice League. Because I feel, I could be very wrong, but I feel it's going to be Joss Whedon's Justice League.
I mean, we'll see.
I'm sure he's going to, you know, Zack Snyder is going to be credited. He's absolutely going to be credited as the producer.
So you don't think it's going to be directed by Zack Snyder and Joss Whedon? It's just going to be directed by Joss Whedon?
No, I don't think so. And if I'm wrong, hey, I'm wrong. I'm not saying I want to be right or wrong.
No, of course.
You know,
but
if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Just asking. Yeah.
But this statement from him is strange. Yeah. And it's been strange since he was hired to come back after Man of Steel. I've been carefully watching this, and this is the only franchise where this weird nonsense is happening, and so it's unfortunate, you know, the tragedy that happened to him and the Snyder family. I don't get that, but I just think it's weird and it's strange and it's convenient that, you know, certain things are being said at this time. Like, so he's made a movie, so that means he had the ability to come back. He made a whole movie?
Well, I mean, so here's the thing, right? Like, this is the way that I kind of see it. Like, you just said, hey, he had time to make a movie. What's that about? You know, people cope with things in different ways, right?
Sure.
Some artists, you know, they draw. Some artists, they write music or make music. Zack Snyder, he's a filmmaker. So one way to creatively, you know, get yourself out of things is to create, right?
Sure.
His way of creating is filmmaking. So that's possibly what this project was about. It was a way for him to, you know, release. Escape. Exactly, a release. So That's my take on it.
Look,
like you, I'm sure if something happens to you, you write, correct?
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Yeah, so.
Here's the thing. I understand there's thousands of jobs on the line.
Yeah.
And millions of dollars, you know, in this particular movie that's supposed to come out. This was months of planning, although months of planning and release days really don't mean anything for DC and Warner Brothers, because they can push back things for years, months into, you know, a year, because they've done that already. You know, and they change corners and they change directions, and this is not something that's uncommon for Warner Brothers in DC, yeah, because we've seen it multiple times. So if a tragedy happens to Zack Snyder and he's like, guys, I need a break. I'm sorry. I need to get my head together on this.
Sure.
I feel like Warner Brothers should have been willing to oblige.
Yeah.
But that's not what's happening. What's happening is your response, what you're saying, it is unfair to return to. That's the response. You need to look at the words. You need to hear the words. It is unfair to return. You know what I hear when I hear that? DC, Warner Brothers, they do not want me on this anymore. They don't have any confidence in what I'm doing. So for me to ask to come back would be unfair to everybody that has been working happily without me.
Right.
That would be unfair.
So the quote here, this is from comicbook.com. Snyder says, I'm at a place where I feel excited about it, and I'm happy for my guys, and I love these people that are working on it, and they're my family, and I think they're doing an amazing job. But I've kind of just let them do their thing.
Translation, nothing but love for you guys. I really do. I appreciate you. You guys mean the world to me, but I understand that you don't trust in me to continue this franchise.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you do your thing. No hard feelings. That's what that means to me. Now, look, I don't know. Maybe he might come back in the next, you know, movie. Maybe he might continue to be producer. But it sounds like they had an abrupt ending and they said, Zach, we don't want you to continue. I know you signed off. We'll pay you out of your contract. But we need to fix this because we're not happy with the results. What you initially said to us, that's not what we're getting. And these are not the results we were anticipating.
Sure.
We wanted this to be, we wanted Batman versus Superman to be all of this. Now, I'm sure Zack Snyder could say, well, that's not what you initially wanted me to do. You wanted me to do a Superman sequel. And then what ended up happening was something else entirely. You wanted to add Batman. Then you turned it into Batman versus Superman. And then Man of Steel got pushed back further. And then you asked me to do more responsibility. I'm sure all of that stuff might have been there. And then he just constantly just kept saying yes, 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 yes.
Like all right, let's do it.
Yes, exactly. And then all of a sudden he just gets burned out. Like Ben Affleck, I'm sure there's a very big reason why he's burnt out and he doesn't want to do this anymore. So, that statement that Zack Snyder just said that you just quoted to me doesn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to come out in November, correct?
We're taking a look at the new posters. Yeah, actually, I'm sure the posters are out there right now, but we'll see. Yeah. I mean, when we look at the film itself, that's when we'll know, directed by
exactly
whoever.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just seems weird. They've already confirmed they're doing reshoots already.
They've been doing reshoots, yeah. I think they're almost done.
Yeah, I mean, if they're still doing reshoots now, I'm telling you, something tells me that they're going to re-edit and reshoot a lot of these films, you know, and then recolor. I'm pretty sure they're firing on all cylinders right now. But if you know, if I create something and I give an unfinished product to somebody and, you know, you take 2 months and you do some reshoots and you completely edit not only the story, the editing, the lines and just general scenes for, you know, it's not my movie anymore.
Sure.
You know, it's somebody else's film now.
It's true.
You know,
but I guess we'll see in November when Justice comes out.
It remains to be seen. And now we go to the last.
So, you know, it was announced a little while ago that, you know, Avengers Infinity War has finished filming. So they're completely done.
Huh? I mean, the trailer should be coming out, right? Because, yeah, you know, we've been waiting for like 3 months now.
I mean, we've technically seen it already, but it'd be nice to see it in full HD glory.
So. I don't think we're ever going to see that trailer. I keep saying that. We're never going to see that trailer.
Probably not.
It's good. It's gone.
So, but yeah, but Avengers 3 has finished filming. So they are now, you know, doing Avengers 4 because they are kind of 1 year apart from each other. So they're going to start filming that next.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of actors have already gone into filming. I know Sebastian Stan is going into filming fairly recently. I think he said that they were going to start.
And Jeremy Renner is also confirmed.
Jeremy Renner, Chris Evans as well is already back. So we know at least they survive, I guess, based on spoilers. We'll see. Unless they're flashback scenes.
Exactly. Who knows what they're actually going to do.
Who knows? But a big, big thing that came out of, you know, the people returning to film, Brie Larson has been confirmed to be on the Avengers set as well. Now, the reason I haven't said Captain Marvel is confirmed is because we don't know how she's going to show up. We don't know if she's going to be playing just Carol by herself and just making a cameo, or we don't know if she's going to go on full Captain Marvel in this. So, not saying Captain Marvel's in it, but we are saying that, yes, Brie Larson has been confirmed.
She's just going to go full Saiyan.
Yeah, right.
Full Saiyan. She's just going to blow up, hair turns gold.
Exactly.
Flies in the sky and just destroys Thanos with one punch.
I mean, that can happen. Like, Captain Marvel's freaking powerful, dude.
That's what Kevin Feige said.
Super powerful.
Kevin Feige says. The real rogue.
But, yeah, what do you think about Brie coming in, you know, before her solo outing? They kind of did this with another character recently as well. They did this with Black Panther, bringing him into Civil War before, you know, having his own solo film. So
now explain to me how this works. Really quick terms. Avengers 4 comes out and then Captain Marvel, or is it Captain Marvel and then Avengers?
I believe it is slated for Avengers 4, then Captain Marvel.
Avengers 4 and then Captain Marvel. So we're going to be potentially introducing... See, I don't know, because you know that they, you know, they have the Time Stone. And they have the Time Stone. They can just go wherever they want. So I think that they're just really in this really interesting predicament where these movies are being made and, you know, somebody is filming. Like, they could have Hayley Atwell as Peggy Carter come back, sure, you know, for a flashback scene, but we don't really know that.
Right, we don't.
Or she's brought back from the dead. Who knows?
Yep.
Who knows? I'm pretty sure Michael Rooker is going to be coming back in some way, shape, or form. At least in a flashback or in a, you know, not an alternate reality, but, you know, something where we're going to make it seem like he's back, Star-Lord, but he's really not.
Right. So real quick, I was actually wrong. So Avengers, you know, Infinity War will be released May 4th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you have Ant-Man and the Wasp. You have... Sorry, I'm just looking through all the Marvel movies, so they have, like, the Sony ones in there, too.
Oh,
but after Ant-Man and the Wasp, you do have Captain Marvel, March 8th of 2019, and then May 3rd of 2019 is Avengers 4. So you actually have, you know, you see Captain Marvel right before she shows up in Avengers 4.
This is going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, definitely. So you do. She will get her own solo film before we see her in Infinity War or whatever Avengers 4 is called at this point.
I think it would be really interesting if in the next week or so, there's an announcement.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm expecting. Because this is, it's a really long time to get a trailer, quote unquote, air quotes here. A trailer for a movie that's coming out this year, like, it didn't need to take that long. So if you're taking this long, there might be an announcement. And I don't know what the announcement is for. But if they show the trailer, then that's even more interesting to me. Like, why would you take, like, it doesn't take that long to make a trailer. It really doesn't. I don't care what anybody says. It's like, I mean, hey,
it doesn't, but, you know.
It doesn't, but they are.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm excited that she's in it. So it's cool. So we'll. I wonder what the what that gap is then in between, like the year, like will it pick up right after? Will it pick up a few months after?
Well, that's what I want to know. Like, what? When does Ant-Man and Wasp take place? Does that take place before Infinity War, or does it play after? Like, what?
Right.
What is? What? I don't know. I just wrap my head around this and want to figure it out.
And then after Avengers 4, the next MCU movie right after that is Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man, yeah, Homecoming. We say Homecoming because we're trying to differentiate between Tom Holland and another movie. I don't know if... Yeah, because I know that Venom movie is going to be coming out, and now they're delaying that because... Did you hear about this? They're delaying the Venom movie because people don't want to work on the movie. They can't find people to... Yes, it's a thing. They talked about it. And I'm like, really? Really?
That's bad.
That's super bad. I'm like, I don't like... That's everyone's bad. Like, but Tom Hardy. And I'm like, I don't care about... Like, look, I care about Tom Hardy. He's a great actor.
He's awesome.
When he's with the right people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's... Oh, man, whatever. We'll see. I'm pretty sure whatever they crap out on the screen is like, oh, good. Venom's finally here. Why was this movie terrible? Because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's all we have for the news.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So, I must say, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll tell you what, if you like what we had to say, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Jace Rocklin, and Josh?
I am at JCA90. You can also find us on Twitter at FGC Podcasts, on Instagram as FreshGeekContacts, or email us at FreshGeekContacts@gmail.com.
You can also visit our website at FreshGeekContacts.com for past episodes. And lastly, if you could, please hit that subscribe button for us on iTunes and in Google Play Music Store, and now Stitcher Radio. It goes a long way for us to know that you're listening. You can go to the podcast section or the podcast app on your device. And you can share with your friends so they can be fresh geeks too. Everyone, thanks for tuning in.
This was super short.
This is the way it was always supposed to be.